Taking a glance back at history with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP. It's time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world. With This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, a glance back. Starting with 1520, Montezuma II is murdered as Spanish conquistadors flee the Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan during the night. In 1775, George Washington takes command of the Continental Army. In 1776, the Continental Congress resolves with the Declaration of Independence that the American colonies, quote, ought to be free and independent states. Then on July 4th, the amended Declaration of Independence, prepared by Thomas Jefferson, is approved and signed by John Hancock, President of the Continental Congress, and Charles Thompson, Congress Secretary. The state of New York abstains from signing. In 1798, Napoleon Bonaparte takes Alexandria, Egypt. In 1838, Charles Darwin presents a paper on his theory of evolution to the Linnean Society in London. In 1857, Charles Dickens himself reads from A Christmas Carol at St. Martin's Hall in London. That was his first public reading. In 1867, Canada, by the terms of the British North America Act, becomes an independent dominion. In 1817, construction begins on the Erie Canal to connect Lake Erie and the Hudson River. In 1826, two of America's founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, die. In 1831, another death, the fifth president of the United States, James Monroe, died this week at the age of 73. In 1845, Henry David Thoreau begins his 26-month stay at Walden Pond. In 1855, Walt Whitman publishes the first edition of Leaves of Grass at his own expense. In 1862, Charles Dodgson first tells the story of Alice's adventure down the rabbit hole during a picnic along the Thames. In 1874, the Freedmen's Bank, created to assist former slaves in the United States, closes. Customers of the bank lose approximately $3 million. In 1878, John Weiss flies the first dirigible in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. In 1881, Charles J. Guiteau fatally wounds President James A. Garfield in Washington, D.C. Also in 1881, Billy the Kid is shot dead in New Mexico. In 1884, Congress declares Labor Day a legal holiday. In 1895, the poem America the Beautiful is first published. In 1901, the Wild Bunch, led by Butch Cassidy, commits its last American train robbery near Wagner, Montana, taking $65,000 from a Great Northern train. In 1902, Congress passes the Spooner Bill, authorizing a canal to be built across the Isthmus of Panama. In 1903, the first cable across the Pacific Ocean is spliced between Honolulu, Midway, Guam, and Manila. In 1908, a mysterious explosion, possibly the result of a meteorite hit, levels thousands of trees in the Tunguska region of Siberia, with a force approaching 20 megatons. In 1911, Samuel J. Battle becomes the first African-American policeman in New York City. In 1919, Germany signs the Treaty of Versailles under protest. In 1925, an earthquake ravages Santa Barbara, California. In 1926, Congress establishes the Army Air Corps. In 1934, boxer Joe Louis wins his first professional fight. In 1936, Margaret Mitchell's novel Gone with the Wind is published. In 1937, American aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart disappears in the Central Pacific during an attempt to fly around the world. In 1938, Congress creates the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, to ensure construction loans will be available. In 1938 as well, Mesa Verde National Park, Colorado, and Olympic National Park in Washington are founded. In 1942, German troops launch an offensive to seize Soviet oil fields in the Caucasus and the city of Stalingrad. In 1945, the New York State Commission Against Discrimination is established, the first such agency in the United States.
In 1946, the United States grants the Philippine Islands their independence. In 1949, the last U.S. combat troops are called home from Korea, leaving only 500 advisors in the country. In 1950, President Harry S. Truman authorizes a sea blockade of Korea. In 1954, food rationing ends in Great Britain, almost 9 years after the end of World War II. In 1960, Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho opens, and the 50-star flag makes its American debut in Philadelphia. In 1961, novelist Ernest Hemingway commits suicide at his home in Ketchum, Idaho. In 1946, Jackie Robinson becomes the first African-American to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. In 1963, the U.S. Postmaster introduces the zip code. In 1964, Malcolm X founds the Organization for Afro-American Unity to seek independence for blacks in the Western Hemisphere. A few days later, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act into law. In 1967, 14 people are shot during race riots in Buffalo, New York. Also in 67, Israel removes barricades, reunifying Jerusalem. In 1970, Muhammad Ali, otherwise known as Cassius Clay, stands before the Supreme Court regarding his refusal of induction into the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. He was found guilty, and then 1 year later, in 1971, the Supreme Court overturned his draft evasion conviction and made him a free man. Another year later, in 72, President Richard Nixon announces that no new draftees will be sent to Vietnam. That was May 1st, 1972. The president spoke at 10 p.m. from the Oval Office of the White House, announcing this and that only 69,000 service members remain in Vietnam. In 1971, three Soviet cosmonauts die when their spacecraft depressurizes during re-entry. In 1976, the first women enter the U.S. Air Force Academy. And in 1980, President Jimmy Carter reinstates draft registration for males 18 years of age. Remember to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, I Glance Back. listening to 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back, where now we'll take a look at Muhammad Ali. This week, back in 1970, Muhammad Ali, otherwise known as Cassius Clay, stood before a court defending his refusal of induction into the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. Unfortunately, he was found guilty of draft evasion. 1 year later, though, the Supreme Court overturned his draft evasion conviction and made him a free man. So let's take a moment to glance back in time by talking about Muhammad Ali, who was born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. on January 17, 1942. Ali was an American professional activist, entertainer, poet, and philanthropist. He nicknamed the Greatest, he is widely regarded as one of the most significant and celebrated sporting figures of the 20th century, and is frequently ranked as the best heavyweight boxer and greatest athlete of the century. But it was his politics that got him a jail sentence.
The Draft Lottery. A live report on tonight's picking of the birth dates for the draft.
In 1966, Ali refused to be drafted into the military, citing his religious beliefs and ethical opposition to the Vietnam War. His lawyers did the best they could at the draft office, a trip that was highly covered by the press. They urged him, when asked questions from the press, to stay silent. And that's pretty much what he did. Listen in as Ali leaves the draft board in his hometown of Houston, Texas.
Will you be at the induction center at 8 o'clock in the morning?
No comments. Won't
you say anything other than that?
That's all. Just no comment on boxing, religion, induction. No comments on the weather or nothing.
For the press?
What do
no
you have
comments
to say
on
right
the
now?
Press. All I have to say is no comment.
Do you like Houston, Muhammad Ali?
Yes, I love Houston. This is my home.
No comment.
Are you satisfied with the way that people are treating you here?
No comments on the way the people are treating me.
Were you hoping for a more preferable draft situation here in Houston, Muhammad Ali?
No comments on the draft situation. No, every question you ask me is useless. No more comments.
As a conscientious objector, his lawyers fought for Ali, and the defense did the best they could. However, Ali was found guilty of draft evasion, facing 5 years in prison, a $10,000 fine, and the stripping of his boxing titles were in jeopardy. Here's a clip where Ali explains why he can't go to war.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what? Just take me to jail.
Fortunately, his lawyers convinced the authorities to allow Ali to remain free as he appealed the decision right up to the Supreme Court. And when Muhammad Ali showed up for his court date at the highest court in the land, they sided with Ali and overturned his 1971 conviction. Muhammad Ali's refusal to enlist and fight in the Vietnam War occurred at the height of the civil rights movement, gaining Martin Luther King Jr.'s attention, shocking America, and leaving a Muhammad Ali legacy not only as a heavyweight boxing champion and athlete, but as an activist as well. You're listening to 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette, and this is Local Voices, A Glance Back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Greatest Generation Lives Here on 94.7 KPIP. This is Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.